Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise for his goodness. Let's give him praise because we know he's a good God. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, good afternoon to each and every one. Hallelujah on this live. Lord Jesus, good afternoon, for this is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I am Amanda Rice. Hallelujah. I'm here with my husband, Reverend Rice, and we are just so glad. Hallelujah. You chose to be with us this evening. Hallelujah. This afternoon, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. But most of all, we give God all the thanks. Hallelujah. We give him all the praise. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy. Hallelujah. How many know that he is worthy? Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. He is worthy. And we glorify him. Hallelujah. We glorify him because he is the Most High God. Hallelujah. We glorify him because there is no other name, no other name under the sun that we can be saved. Hallelujah. Yes, no other name. Hallelujah. No other name that we can be saved. I just thank God. All glory. I just thank God today, all night, all day long. All day long, hallelujah, I had Jesus on my mind, hallelujah, Jesus on my mind, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, he's just worthy to be praised, hallelujah. And we shall always give thanks. We ought to always give thanks, always give praises, always give thanksgiving, hallelujah. Always cease not, hallelujah, cease not, never to give God thanks, because every time he wakes us up in the morning and we wake our eyes and open our eyes, we are to give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All glory to his name. Every time, hallelujah, we open up the refrigerator, Lord God, and we see what we want to pick to eat, hallelujah, we ought to give him praise, hallelujah. Every time, hallelujah, we go outside to our automobiles, Lord God, and we pick what car we want to drive, hallelujah, we ought to give him praise, hallelujah. Every time, hallelujah, our children come from school, from college, or where, from work, hallelujah. And they walk through that door, hallelujah. We ought to give him praise, hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy. Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Every time we wake up and put our feet on the ground, hallelujah, we ought to give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy. Ha ha. Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, Lord Jesus, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised, Lord God. Ah, oh, glory. I can't thank him enough. Hallelujah. I can't thank him enough. Hallelujah. I can't thank him enough. Every time we go on the job, hallelujah, we are to give him praise. Hallelujah. Every time we make our way back home, hallelujah, we are to give him praise. Hallelujah. Every time, hallelujah, the doctor gives us a bad report, hallelujah, we are to give him praise. Hallelujah. Because the doctor, hallelujah, don't have the last word. Hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank him for all that he do. Hallelujah. I thank him for all that he's done. Hallelujah. And I thank him for all what he's about to do. Hallelujah. Oh, I give him praise. Hallelujah. I give him praise. I got a praise in my belly tonight. Hallelujah. I got a praise in my belly. Hallelujah. Oh, I got a praise. Hallelujah. Oh, because I know, hallelujah, where he brought me from. Hallelujah. Oh, I got a praise. Hallelujah. In my mouth. Hallelujah. Because I know, hallelujah, he's a good God. Hallelujah. Oh, you should have praised him. You should praise him. You should praise him. Hallelujah. When you go through your house during the day or at night, hallelujah, you should praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. His name, that wonderful name. Hallelujah. That wonderful name, that wonderful name. Ah, that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. He's so worthy. 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 And I glorify him. Hallelujah. I glorify him. Hallelujah. I glorify him for his goodness, for his mighty works. Hallelujah. I glorify him because he is so awesome. I glorify him because, oh, I can talk about him all night long. I just glorify him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just glorify him. Oh, glorify the Lord with me and magnify his name. And let us give him praise. Let us give him praise. Oh, thank him. Hallelujah. Thank him for today. Hallelujah. Thank him for today. Hallelujah. Thank him for today. Hallelujah. For today. It's for today. Thank him for today, hallelujah. Oh, yesterday is gone, hallelujah. And tomorrow is going to worry about itself, hallelujah. Oh, thank him for today, hallelujah. For right now, hallelujah. Thank him, hallelujah. Thank him, hallelujah. For today, hallelujah. Oh, he's a great God. Today, hallelujah. He's an all-time God. Today, hallelujah. For today, hallelujah, he's worthy to be praised, hallelujah. Today, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah, he's a mighty good God. Oh, yeah, he's a mighty good God. He's a mighty good God. Yes, Lord. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Do you love him today? Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. Because he first loved me. Oh, to me, he is so wonderful. To us, he is so wonderful. To us, He is so wonderful because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Shandidio shikidia shadaya. Oh, hallelujah. Shandidio shia. Oh, how. Hallelujah. How. Ha ha. How I love Jesus, hallelujah, because he first, hallelujah, because he first loved me, hallelujah, if he didn't love us first, hallelujah, oh, where would we be, hallelujah, seeking us, oh, where, ah, na, 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 oh, where would we be, oh, ah, where would we be, hallelujah, thank God, hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, for loving me first, hallelujah, oh, glory to his name, because his name, hallelujah, his name, his name, his name, oh, glory, his name is worthy to be praised, that powerful name of Jesus, hallelujah, that powerful name of Jesus, hallelujah, at the mention of his name, demons tremble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, at the mention of his name. Hallelujah. Oh, sickness flee. Hallelujah. Oh, that powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Depression flee. Hallelujah. Oh, that powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, that powerful name of Jesus. Oh, he's so worthy. Oh, he's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy to be praised. Oh, Lord Jesus. Ah, Lord, glory, glory, glory. Today, hallelujah, as I was doing devotion, hallelujah, Sunday video, hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, I came across the scripture, hallelujah. Corinthians 10:31, hallelujah. It says, where therefore ye eat or drink, or whatever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Whatever, therefore ye eat or drink. Whatsoever ye do, whatever we do, whatever, no matter what it is, whatever we do, do it all to the do it all to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatever you do, whether in word, all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Hallelujah. We should be motivated. Hallelujah. We should be motivated, children of God. We should be motivated to bring glory to God in everything we do. In everything we do. Or we choose not to do, hallelujah. Things that we choose not to do, you know is wrong, hallelujah. And you choose not to do it. That's bringing glory to him, glory to God. And everything we do, we should be doing it in the glory of God. Because people, hallelujah, people are watching us. And we call ourselves Christian, hallelujah. Call ourselves Christian, Christ-like, and we still doing our own thing, hallelujah, we still doing our own thing, not letting God come in and change us, hallelujah. We could be a stumbling block, hallelujah. That's a stumbling block, a block to someone else's salvation, hallelujah. Someone else to be saved, hallelujah. People are watching, so that is why we do what we do best for others, so they may be saved, hallelujah. So they may be saved, hallelujah. So ask ourselves, when we are out or about at work, on our job, at the store, at a friend's house, or at church, or whatever, is this action glorifying God, hallelujah, or how can I honor God through this action? Oh, glory to your name. Oh, that just blessed me myself. Oh, that just blessed me. Oh, yes, Lord. Whatever we do, whatever, people of God, whatever. God gave us his son. Hallelujah. He gave us his son. Whatever we do, hallelujah, because we love God, because we love Jesus, we should honor him by glorifying him by what we do. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you right now, Lord Jesus. I thank you right now, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that whatever we do, Lord God, eat or drink, Lord God, whatever we do, Lord God, word or deed, Lord Jesus, we do it glorifying you, Lord God. Glorifying you, Lord God. Putting you first, Lord God. Putting you first, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we are the only Bible that people see, Lord God. And we want to glorify you, Lord God, with all that we are, with all that we am, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just thank you right now. We just thank you right now. Hallelujah, Lord God. Just have your way right now, Lord God. As the man brings forth the word, the man of God brings forth the word, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord fall afresh on him right now, Lord God. Oh, use him in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Use him in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Oh, that someone would be saved on tonight, Lord God. Someone would say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. Oh, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Hallelujah. Oh, to be saved, Lord God. So just have your way right now, Lord God. Just have your way. Not his way, Lord God, but your way. Your way. Let the Spirit of the Lord use him, Lord God. Use him in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Wife Amanda, for opening up the service this afternoon. It gives me a great pleasure to come to you. I come lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because Jesus says, if I be lifted up from this earth, I will draw all men unto me. See, Jesus is still on the throne. He's still passing out blessings. And I'm so glad that he don't just pass out blessings to just one individual person. I'm so glad that he don't miss me. And I'm pretty sure he don't miss you all, because he is a blessing giver. And see, I stand behind this secret desk to lift him up, because if I lift him up, I'm going to glorify him, and he's going to be able to use me in a marvelous way. So I come to you as humble as I know how. I come to God, to let God use me in a way to speak to these here, his people. God is going to, because I can't do nothing without him being with me and in me and about me. Let him have his way this afternoon, and you also. Because if you close your minds to the thing that is causing you misery and just focus on Jesus this afternoon, you're going to find that there's going to be a difference in your lives. It's going to be peace in your life. And if you just close it out right now, because Jesus is on the throne, and Jesus is coming to you through his servant, through his servant. Let us look.
In my heart and your heart.
I'm not going to hold you too long. I'm just going to let God have his way.
Yes.
But I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, and let us look at the fourth chapter there. And I'm going to begin with the 35th verse down through 41 verses. The book of Mark, let us all open our Bibles, and let us all read this passage, these passages of scriptures together. And it reads as the following. It says, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. And when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And all the little boats were also with him. The boat so that it was already filling, but he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he rose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace. And the wind ceased, gone. But so forth. Has it that you have no faith? And they fared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be, that even the wind and the waves and the sea obey him? But he said to them, why are you? How is it that you have no faith? I'm going to use for a subject this evening. Faith will see us through a storm. Faith will see us through a storm. Before I move on, I want to just honor God for just a minute. Thank him for what he has done for me, and thank him for what he has done for you, and because he is worthy of our honor. Thank Apostle for allowing this radio station to continue on, going on and on, and just thank her for allowing us to be able to be on this station.
Yeah.
Thank my wife Amanda for jumping on this station. But as I move on just a little further, God is the one that I can really look to in a time of need. I can look to him when the storms begin to come in and begin to blow upon me in a hurricane propulsion, and it sweeps me to and fro, and I can just look to him, and he can just calm, Lord, have mercy, the storms in my life. Here we find that he is going to do it for you also this afternoon. Let us pray.
Amen.
Most holy God, our heavenly Father, I come to you now as humble as I know how. I come because you says whosoever will, let him come and drink from the fountain that never runs dry. Lord, right now, I pray that you hide me behind this secret desk. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer forevermore. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Lord, I tried, Lord, all that I could. Seemed like nothing would do me any good. I heard Jesus was passing by, and I have started to give him a try. Oh, Jesus, yes, it is Jesus. Jesus in my soul, for I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Faith will see us through a storm. How often do we say things like this to our Lord sometimes? When we get into some trouble, we begin to question him and his love, not his ability. And yet, despite our lack of faith, don't you know he reaches out his hand and he saves us. In the midst of our trials and our tribulations and in the midst of our going and our comings, he reaches way down. And he picks us up and he brings us back to safety. Don't y'all know what I'm talking about here this evening? Have you ever been down in a valley of despair, and you wanted someone to come by just to even help you in a time of need, and you couldn't find nobody, so you had to look to the hills for whence cometh your help. And he reached way down, in the valley, brought me out the valley of despair, and set my feet on a solid rock. He is my anchor. He is my rescuer. He is my all in all. And I know this one thing, that faith that I have, when I'm going through a storm, it will see me through that storm because Jesus is on my boat. Do you understand what I'm talking about here this afternoon? He's on my boat, and he is might be sleep and resting for a while, but all you've got to do is call on him, and he comes and wakes up and rescues you in a time of need. Here we find that when hardship hardships come our way. Every one of us, every now and then, have been through some hardship. If you haven't been through no hardship, don't you worry. Just keep on living, and you're going to go through some hardships. Do we respond, though, when we go through these hardships? Lord, I trust you to bring me through this. Do we respond to this? Do we ask God, God, I trust you. And I know that you're going to bring me out of this. I've got in this, and now I need a help me. I need you to bring me out. And God, he will bring us through it. All we got to do is don't think that everything is doomed for you. There is no doom for you when you got faith in God Almighty. Faith will bring us the troubles that we have. There's nothing in this world we can't get out of that trouble sometime all by ourselves. That's why we got to call upon the name of Jesus. On the name of Jesus, even the rocks will tremble. On the name of Jesus, the devil will flee from you. On the name of Jesus, hellhound will go back and get off your track. If you call on the name of Jesus, everything will come to a completion, will come to a stop when people scandalize you, talk about you, even knock you to and fro. Call on the name of Jesus, and Jesus will come through for you. But you see here, as I move on, Jesus was told his disciples, let us cross over to the other side. But here Jesus allows his disciples to sail straight into a path of a storm. Jesus could have turned them around the storm. But Jesus carried them straight through a storm to test their faith. Don't you know he tests our faith, my sisters and my brothers, to see what they was going to do in a time of a storm. Were they to forget that he was on the board of the ship, or was they gonna just be afraid and throw in the towel and give up? But they did not give up, because they remembered that Jesus was on board of the ship. See, these men, Bible says they were seasoned fishermen. They know and knew the intensity of the waves and the wind on the seas, because they were used to the waves and the winds, but they had not seen storms so treacherous. But Jesus stopped that storm and made it treacherous so that they can see who he is, so they can see plainly. And so Jesus, he had a plan for them. Don't you know Jesus got a plan for us? If we don't recognize it right now, he has a plan for us. It did not include their destructions. Jesus knew that they were going to be brought to safety because he was aboard the ship. And out of that, Jesus, in the midst of the storm, Jesus caused the storms that would come in our lives sometimes. But he knows how to control them also. The Lord here, he taught them a tremendous
lasting of faith. Can we look at this a little while longer? He instructed them. Jesus gave them instruction. Let us, he said, cross over to the other side. You see the instructions he gave them, they should have taken this statement as assurance that they would have a faith trip. He suddenly was not worried. He just don't worry about nothing. It's got all power, all given to him by the Father which set fire and the power that looks low. So he wasn't worried. In fact, he was tired and he was very, he fell off to sleep in the stern, the Bible says, of the boat. And when the wind began to pick up, the waves threatened to sink their tiny ship. And they panicked. And they began to cry out, Lord have mercy. They began to say, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Cry out to Jesus at a time like these. We need to cry out sometime in our lives because we're in the midst right now of a storm. The wind is blowing. The waves is coming in. Hellhound is on our track. Demons is trying to destroy us. We are in a storm right now. We got to fight, but we don't have to fight it alone. We got to remember who is the conqueror of the storm. They tell me his name is Jesus. The rose of Sharon, the lily in the valley, the bright morning star, the prayers of 5,000. Jesus, the way maker, the way out of no way. The Jesus I'm talking about. He is the one that can calm the storm in our life. How many times have you felt the same way? That I'm in a storm now. My life has turned so stormy. And I don't know what to do right now. Can I talk to you a little while? I don't know what to do right now. Because I have tried everything. And it seems like it's not working out for me. I don't know what to do. I've got to find some help. The doctor can't help me. My mother, my father can't help me. My sisters and my brothers can't help me. The pastor can't help me. I got to find some help here. Somebody that knows what you're doing. Somebody that can speak one word and it become calm. Somebody can help me. Can you help me just a little while this evening to go to the hills? Where we got our help and where our help comes from. Can we look to the high place? Jesus is setting high. Jesus is looking lower. All you got to do when your mama and your father can't help you, when your sisters and your brothers can't help you, when the pastor can't help you, all you got to do is cry. Let these here disciples cry. Lord, save me. I'm perishing. What can I do? Can you come to my rescue? Jesus will come and he will speak peace. Lord, have mercy. Peace. And it was a great call. You see, disciples, they knew that Jesus was, come on, Sue, on the boat. And they went back. And they woke Jesus. And when Jesus got up, all he'd done was he rebuked the wind. And the wind stopped. And it became a calm. The seas began to smooth out. The waves began to cease. And he turned, though, listen, to his is speaking to you. I'm speaking to me. Where is your faith?
Yeah.
All you need is just a little bit of faith.
Just
the size of a mustard seed. And everything will be all right. Faith moves mountains. Faith opens up doors. Faith gives you food on your table. Faith is the way out. Because
Jesus
wants us to have that faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
God has given each one of us the ability to trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
And he expects us to use this overcome doubt. He don't want us to fear. He don't want us to be anxious for anything. He don't want us to have anxiety. But many times these feelings accomplish us. The best deeds will come. Knock on our door. Don't you think now, just because you're in the church and you are a Christian, don't think that trouble won't stop by your door. I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. When you are saved, when you are walking God's walk,
mm-hmm.
don't you know the devil, he hit you hard then. He tried to get the church to turn their back on God. But I stopped to let you know, don't drop your guard. Keep your guards up. Because Satan is treacherous. He'll come in when you least suspect him to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And he will. He will. Don't you know good things, bad things, let me turn it around, happens to good people. Good people go through some treacherous times because the devil is trying to destroy what God has built up. The devil is trying to turn them from God. The devil is trying to let them that he is more better than God, that he got more power than God. But the devil is a lie, and the truth is not in him. The devil can't compete with God. He tried to knock us down, but look here, my sisters and brothers. We got one that reaches down and picks us up. We got one that puts our feet on solid rock. We got one when we are all in pieces. When our mind is all in pieces, this way and that way. We got one that will put us back together again. And his name is Jesus. Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ. You see, I'm almost through. Our trials tempts us to think the worst, and we wonder sometimes, will we ever recover? That's our mind playing tricks on us. If we would realize that nothing is too hard for God, we wouldn't think on those times if we had just a little faith. And the faith that we have will lead us to Jesus. Believing that Jesus is not going to leave us nor forsake us. Believe that Jesus is going to be with us until the end of the age. And nothing that we ask of him, he's not going to turn his back on us. Christian friends, I'm telling you right this evening, if you are a Christian, well, what is a Christian? I got to stop there for a little while. I got to park my car there for just a little while. Christian is not just a word to say. Christian is more than a word to say. Christian got actions to it. Because Christian, right Christian, it represents Christ. We got to be Christ-like. We got to stop being like the world. We got to be better than the world. right. Tell me something about it. Preacher here, tell me something about treating our neighbor right. You can't go around and scandalize your neighbor. You can't go around and tear your neighbor's goods. You can't go around talk about your neighbor. You got to do love for him. No matter how he treats you, you got to love in spite of. That's the way Jesus is. He loves us in spite of. He don't love everything we do, but he loves us in spite of because he is Jesus. Jesus. Satan, see here. Satan, when we go into a storm, that all our hope is lost, that we will never achieve our goals. But the words that Satan is telling us are pure power. As we see here now in the scriptures, Jesus has authority over all things. He is controlled and will cause all things to work together for good for us. For we must stay the course, continue to trust, knowing that because Christ is with us, we will make it to the other side. No matter how serious and difficult it is, we will recover, my sisters and brothers. Our final state will be better than anything we have experienced. Allow the adversaries to spring your faith to action. Rather than into questions, when you do, you will find that it reveals an era in which you need to act in confidence rather than fear. When hard times come, instead of running for cover, you got to make a commitment in God. Because the more you depend upon him, the greater your faith will grow. Faith will see us through the storm. Faith in Jesus will see us when the storms of life come, when the seas begin to rage, when hellhounds is on our track. Faith will see us through the storm. You see here, in my father and I'm gone, we learn more in our valley experience than on our mountaintop. If you've never been in the valley, you need to, you don't know what the valley experience is. But I recommend that if you have been in the valley, call on the name of Jesus. Let him reach way down. Let him pick you up. Let him turn you around. Let him place your feet on solid ground. If you're in the valley, don't worry, my sisters and brothers. Don't worry about anything. Because if Jesus on top, he's on the mountaintop. He's on the hill. He's on the way up yonder in heaven above. If he's above us, all you got to do is look up. Don't look down. Don't stay in the valley. Why we stay in the valley is that we look down too much. We keep our eyes cast down. We need to look to the hills where Jesus is. If we ever been in the valley, he'll bring us up as pure gold. Trusting God means look beyond what we can see to what God sees. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to leave that point with you tonight. Trusting God means look beyond what we can see.
Wow.
What God can see.
Yeah.
Faith says, hear me now, faith says that God is in control. We are not in control of not is in control because Jesus is our faith. We have faith in him because he says faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. We don't see it, but all we got to do is have just a little faith. And don't you know it will come to pass? Don't you know he will come to your rescue? We the hungry, don't you know? offers doors that nobody can close. Jesus.
Jesus.
Faith will see us.
Mm-hmm.
Let us
Lord.
Get ready to go down now from this place.
Mm-hmm.
Let us begin to
Hallelujah.
Look to him.
Hallelujah.
When we are in a storm,
Hallelujah.
Don't give up.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't throw in the towel.
Mm.
Don't think that you can't conquer this storm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because
yes.
all you got to do is be reminded
yes.
that Jesus is in the midst of you.
Yes, yes.
All
yes.
you got to do is reach out your hand and just call on him.
Yes.
Cry out to him. Jesus, here am I. Save me. Save me from the storms of life, the storms that I'm going through. Save me. I need to be saved. Most holy God, our heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
It is again, Lord, that I come now and get ready to go
Hallelujah.
From this place of worship. I thank you for your word. Thank you for your teaching. And I thank you for your preaching through this year, your preacher. Lord, I thank you because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Thank you, Lord, for opening up a door to show me to share with these here, your people. Now, Lord, there might be one that's out there that don't know you by the pardons or the sins. I pray right now that they come crying to you. What must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And before I go, I want to just extend this right hand of fellowship. There might be one that's out there. Are going through storms and storms after storms and seem like the storms won't stop. There might be one that don't know Jesus as our Savior. I recommend that you just open up your mouth and confess to him and believe on him that he was raised from the dead and now he's alive and he's alive and well. If you do this afternoon, confess. Believe and just remember that he was raised from the dead. For who? For us. And you shall be saved.
Amen.
Come now. Come now to Jesus.
Mm.
Just as you are. Mm. Come, bring in that baggage if you got baggage. Come, Jesus says. Whosoever will, let him come and drink from the fountain that will never run dry. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, my sisters and my brothers, hear this here servant here tonight. Hear him lead you to the salvation where that the world is dying day by day because people have not given their lives to the Savior. And tonight, give your life to him if you haven't done so because tomorrow is not. He's coming back looking for a church. Without a spot or record, I can see the change is coming. The season is different now. You can't even tell the summer from the winter because the time is there. So get your house in order so that you will not be lost, so that you will be caught up in the air and meet him.
Mm.
And go to that place where he already gone to pray it for you. Go to that place where Job's already gone. Said the wicked shall see for trouble and the reverend shall be at rest. In Jesus' name, I pray. Jesus' name. Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Let the grace now of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide within us. Henceforth and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Okay.
Amen.
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 I just want to say hallelujah. Thank you for the word. It says, why are you so fearful? Is this where we are? How is it that ye have no faith? No faith. 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 Faith is knowing. Hallelujah. Faith is knowing without a doubt, hallelujah, that God will bring you out, hallelujah, Believe in him. Believe in him. Hallelujah. You don't have to see it. Hallelujah. You don't have to see it, but you got to know. You got to know that you know that you know. Hallelujah. Like Dad and Thomas. Was it Thomas? Dad and Thomas? He believed because he saw. Hallelujah. But you don't have to believe. He said, blessed are those who don't see. Hallelujah. Blessed are those who can't see. Hallelujah. Blessed are those because they have faith. And they believe, hallelujah, they believe on God, hallelujah.
Yes,
they believe
yes, yes.
God will bring them out. You
yes.
don't have to see it. You don't have to see it. You just got to trust it. You just got to believe it. You just got to know that you know that you know that you know. Ah, glory. Oh, what a wonderful God.
Yes.
Wonderful God. Wonderful God. Wonderful God we serve. Oh, I give him glory right now. I give him praise, hallelujah, because he is due. He is due. He is due to all praises. He is due to all glory. He is due, hallelujah. Give him to what he is due. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to his name.
Come to Jesus, come to Jesus just now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus right now. Don't you know he is able? He is able, he is able just now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus just now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now, because he is able, he is able just now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus just now. God bless and have a wonderful week and a blessed week in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm.